Genevieve Siegel Hawley pulls up a series of maps on her computer.
Let me find one that would have Richmond.
The first is of Richmond City and its suburbs. You can see how neighborhoods break up by race, and on top of that are small pie charts, some mostly red, some mostly green.
Red represents the share of white students, green represents the share of black students. And so you can see in Richmond that the housing population very much determines the makeup of the school.
That makes sense. Where the neighborhoods are primarily white, the school's population is primarily white, and vice versa. But it also means the map is filled with stark contrast. In Richmond City, the pie charts are all green. In the surrounding counties, they're completely red. This map isn't from the 1950s or 60s. It's from the 90s. Siegel Hawley pulls up the 2010 version, and it's not much different.
And you can see in Richmond, the segregated minority schools in Richmond stay virtually the same. But the big difference is that there's some growing diversity in the suburbs.
That diversity, though, still isn't spread out. It's clustered in certain schools. But Siegel Hawley doesn't despair. Her research also involves other southern cities, some showing a successful way to integrate schools. In our next report, we'll take a look at how. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.